Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Oh, yeah, we love it. Matter of fact, my husband and I go every 6 months for checkups. I'm 72 and he's 69, and our blood work's good. And so the doctor asked me in January, what are you doing? Just like the commercial. And I told her Balance of Nature. I was telling her about the price and what it does. So my doctor said she was supposed to start ordering it too. So I just want to say thank you. And we're not liking it. We're loving it.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
Sometimes our biggest accomplishment of the day is not throwing something at our TVs. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You might say bomb cyclone is blowing up.
A lot of people are using the term bomb cyclone. Now, I'm told the name is actually rooted in the science of the weather.
Trending sounds like something from a movie.
Process we call bombogenesis.
Bombogenesis.
Is that what we're about to get hit with?
Well, I would go old.
Some calling this a winter bomb cyclone.
Bombogenesis definitely sounds like a scary term. A bomb cyclone is a low pressure system that has undergone bombogenesis. So you basically have a storm that is rapidly intensifying.
So this low pressure system is going to be very active. We're going to have a cold front that's going to push through. It's really going to result in some precipitation, so you may want to bundle up and put on your galoshes.
Are you tired of little boys trying to talk like weathermen, telling you what the weather may or may not be? Then turn to News 4's John Mackey and his storm tracker, AccuCast. John Mackey doesn't just tell you about the weather. He grabs that bird weather and pounds it into little pathetic shards, then shoves those shards into your face.
I'll get you inside the storm. I'll let you live the storm. Be the storm.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Last hour on a Tuesday. How are you, Uncle Miltu?
I'm okay.
So much to say. So, of course, you can call in 888-673-1450. What's on your mind? Of course, the impeachment acquittal. The weather in Texas and all over the place, actually, in that whole strip of the country. So much happening today. So, and we also have a couple of new things, too. You were going to talk about Biden and schools for a moment.
Biden and schools.
Yeah, didn't he open up the schools like he said he would? Remember all the promises he made?
You know, promises. Oh, we tend to forget about them. But Biden did promise to have the schools open.
Really?
And so in New York, the public school system is going to open the schools for one day a week.
You know, I don't know how dumb one has to be, but is it airborne or not? Is it a plague or not? Are we dying or not? Not that I want kids to actually be in public school, because I actually think it's a farce. I don't think what they're learning helps them at all. I think it's detrimental. I think it's a load of propaganda. I think they've turned Common Core. I mean, Common Core has dumbed them down, and now we're just serving up loads of propaganda. But that isn't what we're talking about. It's either a plague or it's not. It's either airborne or it's not. Same reason why when you're standing in a restaurant, you have to wear a mask, but if you're sitting there ready to eat, you don't. Is it a plague or is it not? Is it airborne? Is it not? That's why people are wearing the masks. So the crazy of, so they're opening up one day. What does that do?
It does nothing.
In the world?
It says I kept my promise.
Oh my gosh. That's so gross.
It's actually worse. Because you let them run wild all week and then you drag them to school one day.
It's just
to hear some idiot teacher.
This is how nonsensical it's become. And we keep buying into it. Not we, because I know you out there listening don't. But there are so many that do. And if you've just found us on the dial, yes, they're lying to you about COVID. There's no reason to wear a mask. It's a year now. Take it off. Oh,
so
gosh.
For the first 170 years of this country... Moms stayed home, kids went to school, and dads worked.
Yep.
Then moms went to work. A congresswoman now is introducing legislation that because moms have had to go back home and take care of their kids, we need to make up for that lost income.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
Oh, you're not kidding.
What in the world? Are they alive? Were they able to feed their family? Do they still live in their home? What is the reason for this retroactive healing that goes on? That's what it is. It's retroactive healing. Well, you know, they normally would have had, 10 years ago, they would have made more money, and they're not anymore. So let's give them what they made 10 years ago.
Yeah, they're serving up another victimhood class.
Yeah.
I know. There were articles saying, we haven't thought about the single mothers during COVID.
What are we supposed to think about
them? I don't know. It affects everyone.
It affects everyone equally.
Yeah. The government regulation and pretend laws and pretend fear and pretend everything with a gene-altering shot that has no COVID in it is affecting all of our lives. It doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if you're a single parent or not. It doesn't matter if you're single or not.
All that matters is how much money the government's going to give you for wherever you lie in the deal.
All this is about universal income and trying to turn us, without calling it universal income, because the last time they did this, they got so much backlash, right? And so now they've just made it appealing in many ways. And they can serve up the amount, or they can really serve up the term universal income to you to adapt to all the victim classes and then just keep renaming it different things, compartmentalizing it.
Yeah.
Thrown together, it's universal income.
And all it really means is they want us all to live equally poor.
Yeah, at the end. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey there.
Hey,
if just a comment on what you guys are talking about. If they really and truly cared about women, then they would not have kept them in the workforce in the first place, because that drove up all the prices.
Yep.
Yes.
So it actually helped destroy and ruin our economy. And second, if they really, again, cared about women, then why is it that they're trying to force genetic males into all of their athletics?
Yep. Amen. Amen.
Yep.
Thank you. Really appreciate the call. Yep. So true. So true. So,
I don't want this to seem racist, but since it was brought up. Why is it that all of the transgenders that want to play in girls' sports are black?
That's very interesting.
There's not any white transgenders out there beating down the door. They're all black.
What does that say about you? If you're a man and you have to be a woman and you have to compete in women's sports to win, how's that win serving you?
I can't say it on radio.
I can't either. How's that win helping you? I mean, you have got to feel, you know, like the gutter in order to do that. You got to go up against a bunch of girls in order to win a medal. When you stick that medal on your shelf, what does that mean to you? I can't even imagine having to do that to win.
Well, imagine this. When I was a boy, if you wanted to hurt somebody, you'd say, "You throw like a girl."
Exactly. No,
so,
it's the truth.
What do you tell these guys? You run like a man?
I don't know. But you have to be you have to have something missing upstairs.
Yeah, absolutely.
To say to yourself that this was a hard fought battle. You're a man dressing up as a woman and competing in sports against high school girls. You have to have some kind of bigger problem than just gender dysphoria.
Absolutely. Much bigger problem.
Holy cow.
Because it's not going to get them into any professional sports.
No. They wanted the medal. They wanted the medal. And they wanted to probably make a political statement, which is even more sad.
I don't think they're that advanced.
Well.
That they want to make a political statement. I don't think it has anything to do with politics.
No. Since we're on the school issue. New language. Schools are asking parents to rate their whiteness and become white traitors or abolitionists. White traitors or abolitionists. There's your choice. This is in New York City public school. They sent out a graphic to parents encouraging them to become white traitors or abolitionists, detailing the 8 supposed stages of whiteness. Did you know you're in a stage?
The world is my stage.
Butt white to tan. There are white identities. They are color-coded from green to red in terms of whether they are good or bad. And the most green, or the best version, of course, you know, like green light. You know, we're back to the lights again. We're so stupid. Is the white abolitionist followed by white traitor. The worst identity for a white person is white supremacist. And then white voyeurism. And then white privilege. Gosh, there's so many shades of whiteness going on. I'm not even quite sure what I am. It's like a free-for-all. Okay, so he says, this is the New York City public school guy. He says these explanations for each of his terms. White voyeurism is defined as someone who wouldn't challenge a white supremacist. They're just a voyeur, a white voyeur, just kind of nodding along, I guess. That's interesting.
Well, it doesn't make sense to me at all. Because... An abolitionist
yeah.
is a person who fights slavery.
Mm-hmm.
What has that got to do with this?
You got me.
There's no slavery going on.
This guy is black, and he has determined the eight shades of whiteness. Mm-hmm. So this graphic is being used in public school there. It's obviously drawing sharp, you know, criticism. So they have white supremacists, number one, that's the worst, total racist, Ku Klux Klan, you've just joined the Klan. Two, you didn't know it though, two, white voyeurism, three, white privilege, four, white benefit, I didn't realize all my benefits, five, white confessional, you're a confessional, that's what you are, Uncle Milty, a white critical is the next one, a white traitor, and a white abolitionist. I don't know what to say.
It makes no sense.
No. And this guy, I mean, he's just so busy. He's so busy coming up with all this stuff. So you get to pick which one you are because you're one of them. You're not, you don't get to get out of this. You're one of those. You're either the white benefit guy, you're the white privilege guy, you're the white confessional guy. And those are the exposure of whiteness takes place. But in a way that's being accountable to the PC crowd. Oh, okay. You're like a, what is it? You're like the mediocre kind of white. You're like the moderate white, if you want to go with politics. You're the moderate white. And then you've got the white critical. It just keeps getting better and better, you guys. They sell this junk at school. They sell this junk at school. The white critical is the take on the critiques of whiteness. You have a generalized critique of whiteness. You're somewhat complicit with the regime.
I think at the rate things are going, I want to be I want to have black privilege.
You want to have black privilege?
I think the way things are going,
go to black church safest, or black college? Or?
The safest way to go is to be have black privilege.
Are you self-identifying now as a black person? Do you want to have black privilege?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, I mean, I got to go check out my degrees of whiteness on the break. I'll come back and tell you which one I am closest to. I've got to be one of them. There's no in between. I've got to be one of these eight. And I have to absolutely tell you what a racist I am, I guess, in America now for being white.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. Doesn't it all make sense? Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
Story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace. That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. It has the word Lincoln in it. Might not be okay. I swear. The political correctness is so out of control in America right now. Your kids probably are wondering, and your grandkids, what in the world is going on, right? Hopefully we're talking at home and making them very, very aware of what's happening right now in this cancel culture crazy stuff they have going on right now. So we were just talking about how the New York Public School District came out with the eight shades of whiteness. I'm sorry, but this is so asinine. It is beyond what asinine even means anymore. This is how crazy it's getting. 8 shades of whiteness. And so they have different shades. They're all that you're white, you're bad, and you're a racist. And there's no hope for you. You're a disgusting person, basically. And that's pretty much where that lands. As strange as it gets, there's really, I don't even know what to say about it. It's that bad. And I love the fact that the Babylon Bee actually put out the 10 signs you might be a secret racist. This was so funny. You breathe in oxygen and breathe out carbon dioxide, number one. You have feet. One thing 99.9% of racists have in common is they have feet. You say, I'm not a racist. This is an obvious one. If you say I'm not a racist and I don't hate people for their skin color, you're definitely a racist. Because guess what? That's exactly what a racist would say.
Yep.
They would deny it. Uh-huh. You judge people not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. This is a clear sign that you're a far-right racist. Truly enlightened non-racists know that everything is about race and skin color. You like vanilla ice cream? You're a racist. You never accosted a random black man on the street to shine his shoes? Well, ideally, they say you will do this at least 10 times per day. It's super not racist and super not awkward. If you think it's awkward, you're probably a racist. If you believe 2 and 2 equals 4, you're a racist. If you smile pleasantly and say hello to people of color, you're a racist. This may look friendly, but non-racist on the surface, but what's actually happening here is you're presuming to enter the black and brown genderqueer spaces without first dismantling your own inward supremacy.
Yeah,
I do that a lot. Yeah, I don't dismantle my inward supremacy enough. You don't capitalize, bold, and underline the word black. If you're not doing that, you're probably a racist. And you exist. The most telltale sign of racism is you've got work to do, bucko. You're here. I have to agree with the Babylon Bee.
Why is it that so many white Democrats fit that?
So the New York public school system is telling the kids there that there's 8 degrees of whiteness. You're a white voyeur. You're a white critical. You're a white supremacist. You're a white traitor. The list goes on. So all this new language that they're shoving down the kids' throats, I just can't make this stuff up. So they're trying to sell it. People have been tweeting about it. They've been knocking it. They've been saying this is absolutely asinine that they're doing this. But they're still selling it. What does that say? What does that say? When people say, well, my school district in my area is okay. Is it really? I mean, how do you know? How do you know what your kids are really being shown in the classroom all the time?
There's not a school district in this country that's okay.
No,
not one.
They're not. They're not. They're letting groups in all the time to teach your kids and to bring them these messages of Black Lives Matters. These messages that there's more than 2 genders.
Yep.
For what? Acceptance? It's anyway, 888-673-1450. He says that he has the guy that was selling these 8 degrees of whiteness. He's fascinated with appropriating black culture. He says the white abolitionist, on the other hand, is someone working to dismantle their whiteness and changing institutions. So he was patting people on the back. So do the kids have to come up with how much whiteness they have?
I'm sure they do.
On his ever-growing scale? This
every
is,
white has
I'm
to.
Surprised there's not 20. I mean, really and truly, we have so many problems being white that he might as well just invent 20 of them. Who knows? I'm sure he could come up with it. He says he suffered emotional distress. You know what's interesting about this? Is that I'd like to know what kind of distress they've actually encountered when they're talking about this. Today? Right
yeah.
now?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you? They never, ever outline it.
Because there isn't any.
Right. Right. So I just wanted to play this for you. I don't know if you guys remember this. It's only a minute long. This was Marianne Williamson, who was running for president. Do you remember Robert Steele, I was going to say ex-CIA guy, but the CIA guy who came on and wanted us to all go for Marianne Williamson? And I was like, what in the world is going on here with Robert Steele? This is Marianne Williamson, the prayer she conducted for people when they came to her event. Here you go.
As I speak, I'm going to ask the white Americans in the room to please repeat after me. On behalf of myself and on behalf of my country. To you and all African Americans. From the beginning of our nation's history. In honor of your ancestors and on behalf of your children. Please hear this from my heart. I apologize. Please forgive us. With this prayer, I acknowledge the depth of the evils that have been perpetrated against black people in America.
You have to, did they sound like a bunch of zombies? Repeating that back?
Yes.
Don't you love how she left out the whole world slavery that had been going on for civilizations, and America was actually the country to end it in its first 80 years? The ink wasn't even dry on the Constitution when we were already, the Quakers, the white people here in America, were working to end slavery. Not Harriet Tubman. She came in on the last leg of it. This is amazing to me. Amazing that people could actually go out and want to apologize. What? That's how skewed this is. So amazing.
Well, not one thing she said are any current today white people doing.
I know. And how many people in that audience suckered into that? Bought into that.
Well, they thought they were on TV.
I guess so. That was Marianne Williamson who ran for the ticket. We could have had that gem in office too. The other ones are even worse, but oh my gosh. So I just had to say that because she doesn't talk about what happened with this country ending it for the other countries because they followed suit, right? No. It's just in America that a woman like this is so poorly educated that she believes that she's the problem and that they have to apologize now to appease who? Who are they apologizing to, actually? Because none of the people that they think they're apologizing to have wronged these people, right? Anyway.
Not that I see.
Well,
there was the one time that I took the guy's biscuit off his plate.
Stop it. I know that our kids are getting sold this box of rocks in college. They're getting sold the critical race theory. If you're white, you're racist. There's no debate. No debate. Not allowed to debate it. You're not allowed to say, but I'm not racist. That makes you even more racist. Our kids are being taught this.
It goes back to when I was in my late teens and early 20s.
Right.
I had lots of black friends.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
Yeah.
And yet, if you were talking to someone and you said, hey, I have lots of black friends, you were a racist. Nobody has lots of black friends. No white guy for sure. What are you talking about?
Right. Yeah, just telling you that's not true.
Yeah,
oh,
we were in the army together. We became friends.
Yeah.
Our lives depended on
each
other.
You're still a racist. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Oh, sorry. I was trying to get there. Yeah, it's the truth, though.
Goodness.
No matter what you say, it's just like Babylon Bee pointed out, and I love their satire. It doesn't matter if you're breathing, you're racist. If you exist, if you have feet, you're a racist. It doesn't, there's no other conversation to have.
I'm going to say this. I don't believe it makes me a racist. I don't like all black people.
Really?
But I don't like all white people either. Pretty equally.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So I don't think that classifies as racism in either direction.
You're a racist. You're just a racist and you don't know it. See, it's the same thing. It's the same kind of lies with climate change. You're a victim of climate change. You just don't know it. You are transgender. You just don't know it. You are you have COVID, but you just don't know it. It's all a pack of lies. And I'm sorry, but there are so few people that just hate people for their color nowadays that I don't, how they spin this yarn, I'll revert back to my Christmas thing, how they spin this, is it gets more and more repulsive to me that they can sell it in the press. Well, the press is willing to take it and run with it. But.
You know, remember when they said Clinton was our first black president?
Yes.
If a man was to say that today, that would be racism.
Yeah.
That would be evil.
Yeah, you're right.
A white person claiming to be black? Oh, my goodness.
So true.
We were almost done with this racism crap in the early 90s. We were almost done with it. How in the world did it get turned around like this so fast again?
I don't know. But whenever you turn on a show like even Johnny Carson or Archie Bunker or any of these shows in the that we used to watch in the 80s and the 70s and so forth, it's so amazing to me the conversations that they used to have. They couldn't have them today.
No.
You couldn't have them. And we used to be able to make fun of each other. We used to be able to mock each other in fun. We used to be able to have more candid conversations.
Well, some of us still do.
You do. This is why you're invited to parties. So now we're so curtailed. Your kids are so curtailed. They watch everything that comes out of their mouth. They don't want to offend anybody. They're so afraid of offending somebody. They're so afraid of offending somebody, they don't... They don't live. They don't live. It doesn't matter whether they pass a law for free speech. If we are so afraid of the fallout of anything we say, we're correcting ourselves into the loss of free speech.
A law that says we have free speech, that our free speech is protected, means nothing if we've been psychologically manipulated to fear what we say.
Yeah. We're putting the chains on ourselves.
Yep.
And when I say corrected, I mean corrected by their terms of political correctness. So we're buying into it because we're so afraid. We're so afraid to say what's on our mind.
I'm not.
No, I don't think you are. I would never say you were afraid to offend. But think about that the next time you say something. Because we don't really hold back on the air very much, you know? We have to be a nation that says what we want to say. There should be nothing standing in our way. We'll be right back. We'll take your calls, too. 888-673-1450. Don't go anywhere.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show. The way I feel.
So I told her softly and sincere. And she leaned and whispered in my ear. Cuddling more and driving slow. With no particular place to go.
Hi there, welcome back. Kate Daly Show at your service, live today. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. Make sure that you are getting that as part of your routine every day. Because really, it's just three capsules of veggies, three capsules of fruits, and you're on your way. Very, very quick. Wonderful apple drink that comes with it and that has just a host of vitamins and minerals in it. You cannot go wrong. This is just an awesome product. It has a huge following for a reason. There are so many people that have been taking this for a long time that swear by it because it has all of these nutrients and the fruits and vegetables they use are chemical free. No chemicals, no pesticides, nothing. They dehydrate those down. They take out the air and water and leave you with the nutrients. It's a fantastic product. I wouldn't talk about it on the air if it wasn't. So go to balanceofnature.com. You'll love me for this one. And put in the code Kate. K-A-T-E. My first name, Kate. And you'll get 35% off and free shipping. You'll love it. Balanceofnature.com. All the testimonials are real. It really is that good. So I was thinking about Chuck Berry. And you know, the percentage of black people in this country has not changed. 13% since the 1850s. About 13% still. Who bought all the tickets to see Chuck Berry? Who bought the tickets to see Ray Charles? Who bought the tickets for their albums? who supported all the singers that have had a crazy amount of respect or of success in this country?
All the
mostly
racists.
All the racists, I guess, in the nation. I think that's what's truly astounding, is that we're in this place of trying to defend with an insane media narrative, government narrative that they keep trying to drum up. And here we are in the year 2021. Did you ever think that you would have to defend yourself as not a racist in 2021?
What's funny is, if you said, hey, you know, I really like Michael Jackson's music.
Right.
They'll say to you, no, you're white. You can't possibly like Michael Jackson's music.
Right.
You just buy his tickets out of guilt. You say that so you don't seem racist.
Really? Yeah, that's the logic they use.
That is the logic they use. Yep. And how absurd.
I know. And talk about having to go to this degree to create a war between the races. They have to go to this degree to convince you that you're a racist. You don't know you're racist? Well, that's how racist you are.
Well, you just said the magic words, because that's really what's going on right now. They want to create a war between the races.
Yep. They really do. They have to. You have to have something. We've talked about this at length, but when we didn't really have anyone starving in America, they created this food insecurity. They say food insecurity, right?
But that's different from hunger.
Yeah, they don't say starvation because they can't in America. They can't even say hunger. No, we really don't have people starving here. But what they did was they went down to Mississippi, to the worst part of Mississippi, the one place in Mississippi where they could say, this is an issue. And then they did the drumbeat to get that across the whole nation, as if the whole nation was having a problem in every single state of people starving, right? And they even had to create it out of the town in Mississippi. There were hard times and hard luck, and they did not have a penny. But they also were feeding themselves, too. They weren't just skin and bones down there.
No.
Yet, they had to create a welfare system. And in the creation of a welfare system, because you have to create a welfare system, how in the world are you going to sell socialism? Bigger, right? How are you going to get to your destination point if you can't create some sort of problem? So they did. And this is exactly what they're doing with racism right now. They're trying to create a problem. They're so busy trying to create a problem, hoping that you'll fall into this, hoping it'll sell on you, that you'll start to feel this way.
And it is. I there is nothing that irritates me more than seeing a woman in a Cadillac SUV shopping at the nicest store in the country and talking about how she wants to donate some money to those poor starving people.
Yeah.
And puts $2 in the basket.
Yeah.
What the heck does that do?
I don't know. But it's serving some group somewhere with a high salary.
I would rather see them do nothing.
Yeah. I know. So, these things usually, because there isn't any truth to this. So it ends up falling apart at some point, but usually a little too late, because if the media sells this, if they're able to sell critical race theory in the schools by saying critical race theory is really, it's your perspective on black people, and it's given to you in the way it says white people are racist. If you're white, you're a racist. There's no debate. That's what critical race theory is. There's really no debate. It's also about talking about the stories of black people and their history, which is okay. That part's okay. It's everything else that's a lie. And so they're trying to sell this. They're doing a pretty good job with the kids, because the kids are so, you know, you can mold kids into thinking whatever you want. So the kids grow up thinking, well, I should be sad because I'm white and because I'm a racist.
But where does that put the 25 to 30% of blacks in this country that don't believe that bull crud?
Yeah, I don't know.
They're in the middle.
Yeah, there's so many that are saying this is not true. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, what always frustrates me, whenever we show poverty in America, we always show the inner city minority communities, but we never go to places like Appalachia or into the rural areas of Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. You know, there are huge white pockets of America that are poor and have the same insecurities as the black. And then let's not even get into the biggest of all minorities is the Native American.
Right.
That is the most downtrodden of all of them, and they're never mentioned anymore. It's just thrown off as a side idea.
Yep. Yep. Thank you. Really appreciate the call. Yeah. Yeah. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450.
Well, not to mention the huge number of white people that are poor,
mm-hmm.
that have food insecurity.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They all weigh 300 pounds, but they're out there.
I know. So true. Well, that's what's so interesting, too, is that when you say poverty, it doesn't necessarily mean people are starving.
No.
It means that they're poor.
It means they don't have the arbitrary standard of living that government says they're supposed to have.
Right.
That's what it means.
Yep. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. I was wondering if you can tell us more about this lawsuit that they're doing against President Trump that has to do with him and the Ku Klux Klan Act. Do you know much about that?
I don't. I haven't researched. I know about it. I haven't researched this in the way that I like to before I present on the air, but we'll definitely take a look at that to talk about that. Thank you for that. Yeah, I think it'll be not surprising to see in so many ways their obsession with Trump and going after him, because they know how many people are, they still support him and how much influence he still has. So there's that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Katie. Yes.
Yes. Go right ahead.
And the common sense lady.
Ah, thanks. Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Yes. Okay. Two quick points. The first point on my identity,
mm-hmm.
the first thing that's important is that I'm a Christian.
Okay.
I'm one of God's creations. You know, we're all God's creations, you know. And then, of course, you know, next is a husband and a father and a grandfather mm-hmm. and I'm an American, you know, this goes on and on. And the second point is what happened to Martin Luther King? You know, it's not the color of skin. It's mm-hmm. the content of our character. It's principled.
Right.
We, you know, the value of who we are, what gives us value is the principles we live by.
Right. Right. Thank you for that. Really appreciate the call. Yes, true words. And here's the deal. They want you to concentrate on how racist you are or you're not so that you don't look at what the government's actually doing to you right now in whole. Right. And that's really the sad truth. They just don't want you to see what's actually going on in government. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering if you managed to see the article in Epoch Times about Oregon promoting teacher training program to dismantle racism in mathematics.
Yes, I like the Epoch Times, actually. Thank you for that. Yeah, we're going to be talking a lot about this probably Thursday too, but they're just doing so many things right now. And there are people that are trying to bring some of this stuff to light and trying to knock holes in it and trying to have people understand that this is such a distraction right now. Such a distraction. For a reason. If they can get you examining your whiteness and examining what a racist you are, but you just don't know it, you're not going to pay attention to what's happening. And really what's going on right now is that we're turning this into a universal payment program of forever printed money. All kinds of stuff is going on right now that we're not even talking about because we talk about race.
Too much money.
Yes. So we have got to really figure out what we're actually going to concentrate on, what we're actually going to do. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate. It's Mike from Florida.
Hi, Mike from Florida. How are you?
Hey, I've been wanting to call about this because, you know, I grew up in the South. I've lived in the South most of my life, where there are more black people as part of the population.
Right.
Okay. So I want to say that through most of my life, even up into the 2000s, I noticed a gradual improvement in racial relations, and I'm talking about between black and white, just on a ground level, on a person-to-person level.
Right.
You know,
right.
If they leave us alone, everyone gets along.
Yeah.
You know, because at the very end, we're all people. People are people.
So
but
true.
When Obama got in is when he started agitating, because remember, his origins are he's an agitator. He's a community organizer.
Yep. Definitely.
And if I had to say one thing, it was when he claimed Trayvon Martin as his, if I had a son, that would be that would be my son.
Yeah.
And that's what was when they kind of like threw the spear in the ground. You know what I mean? And
so
that's
true.
From then on, you know, I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Oh, I completely agree with you.
Right,
they
money.
Want there to be a problem. They want you to focus on it. So you're not focused on anything else.
Yeah.
And we have so much going on right now. That's not race-related.
Let me say this.
Okay.
I will say that even encountering people day-to-day, it's like when I encounter a black person or whatever and I speak to them or whatever, people are overly nice now. So to me, that's encouraging that there is this ground-level resistance to what's coming down from the top.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
People are aware of it.
I agree with you.
So it's encouraging to me.
I agree with you. And what's funny is somebody will tell you that's hell-bent on making you believe you're a racist. That's just an anomaly.
Yep.
You're always the anomaly. You're always the extra thing that happens, but not the norm. That is the norm, though. That's the only thing I've ever encountered. I grew up in California. I've grown up around all kinds of different people of religions and color and everything else. And I don't have any instances in all the years I've been alive where it has even been a racist moment for any of us. So if that's, I can't be the anomaly, right? Not all of us are the anomaly. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Great point. Thank you.
So anyway, you got it. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you. Love it. I love it. It's true.
Now, if we can only all see it that way.
Then we could put this to bed. But when they're teaching it in the schools, this is where the problem is.
Yeah.
So this is why we're even bringing it up.
They're teaching the exact opposite of what he just said in the school.
Yeah. Even though the kids are having great moments with each other, because kids generally are pretty just kind to each other. They're really not. They really don't see a lot of color. They don't. Kids will be friends. Yet they're told by parents that this is the deal.
Yeah.
So, and they're told by the schools that this is the deal. And so it keeps them concentrated on that rather than the real issues at hand that they need to be worried about too.
Until they get to junior high level, they actually go out on the playground and laugh about it.
They really do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they know it's nonsense.
I know. And it's been this way for years and years and years. But if they can keep selling the lie and create a victim class, they will.
Yep.
That's all it is. That's all it's about. More victim classes. Everyone's got to be a victim of something. It gets them more government. It gets them a lot of benefits. A lot of bennies come from those victim assignments.
And the victims don't get any of it.
Yeah, exactly. So true. All right, you guys, we'll be back tomorrow. Melissa, Susan, and Chris Ann Hall this week, you name it. All kinds of great guests this week, too. So we'll be right back. Well, we'll be back tomorrow. Sorry. Can you tell I'm tired? I need one more day for my vacation. Anyway, you guys, we'll see you back tomorrow. Be faithful, be fearless. Go to katedalyradio.com for the podcast.